I would like to acknowledge that this podcast is being recorded on the traditional lands of the Ngaiyambal people of the Bundjalung Nation. And I'd like to extend that acknowledgement to elders, past, present and future, from wherever you're listening today.
Philosophies in my experience and my experiment.
So I'm in one of those weird moods today. It's like a in-between place and it feels very uncomfortable to be here at the moment, and like there's no avoiding it because I just am in a limbo. And I feel like as humans we don't really do that well in uncertainty and in the limbo, in the in-between. It's like we want control, we want certainty, and I just don't have that right now. And the moment I think I do, it's, you know, rug is pulled out. So I have, you know, my husband waiting to have a massive aortic valve and root replacement surgery, which basically, you've probably already heard this, but we just found out randomly that his heart is working at about 25% and he could die at any moment due to a birth defect in his heart that he hasn't known about for nearly 50 years. And then, you know, he's just kind of found out and needs surgery urgently, but we don't have public health in our private health insurance, so we're going through the public system, which is fantastic, and we're very privileged to even have the level of free accessible public health that we do. But it does mean that anyone who's navigated the public health system, which I'm so privileged I've never really had to do it before other than giving birth, that's the only time I've personally had any experience with public health. So, you know, other than going to my GP, that's it. And this is major shit, right? Like, and we kind of like, yeah, we just don't know. Like, there's just no certainty. And even like had an appointment booked for on, well, had, okay, so we waited. We're living life like literally waiting for a call to like go up and kind of ready to go, not knowing what the process is because we've never been part of the system. We literally thought it would be like a phone call, go, surgery, but it's not the way it goes. And so we got a call saying that it would, the next available angiogram, which is really the first step, because then he has to have a CT scan and then, you know, like be scheduled into surgery after that, if that's even the process, I don't really know, but as far as I can tell so far, that is. Then, you know, the next angiogram available was the 6th of August. That means like 5 weeks of my husband not being able to work. We don't have any income insurance because he just changed superannuation funds the week before we found out about this. So, you know, there's just been a lot of stress and concern, and you can never really relax because knowing that your husband has a ticking time bomb in his chest that could go off at any moment, you know, like it's a lot. I'm getting emotional just thinking about it. I haven't actually cried for a while because it's, you know, it's just, I'm just moving through it. But it's, and when I talk about it, I realize how big it is. And yeah, and it just makes sense as to why I'm feeling in limbo, like I'm feeling in limbo a bit creatively at the moment too. You know, I've had my daughter home on school holidays, so we've been doing a few little things. We made some Insta reels, which have been super fun. And my DJ decks arrived, so I just got them out the other night and hooked them up. Haven't had much of a play yet, but hoping to get around to that. And I, you know, and I'm in between stuff, so this round of frequency is just about to wrap up. I have no idea what's next. I don't have the capacity to be able to even think about what's next. So there's all this uncertainty, and it feels, for the most part, I'm okay with it. And then I get into a sense like I am at the moment, where it actually feels a bit overwhelming, not knowing. Not knowing when my husband's surgery is going to happen, not knowing, you know, if I'm going to be able to commit to anything, because I don't know what the recovery is going to be like. And I can't really plan anything until after the surgery, when we know, you know, or even when we know when the surgery is, I can't really commit to anything. So it's like, it's a very, very uncomfortable place to be. And it feels like, you know, my circumstances are kind of unique, but it feels like where we've been at as a collective since COVID, really, isn't it? I mean, we've all been living with a certain level of uncertainty that we're not accustomed to. And yeah, and so even though my circumstances are different, it's quite possible you relate to, right? Like the uncertainty about being able to commit to travel, commit to going to visit interstate family, commit to, you know, all of these things are, you know, like even committing to, like, someone who's engaged, committing to a wedding date isn't really possible at the moment either, because, you know, if you have family interstate, it's like we can lock down at any minute, and we're seeing that happen at the moment in Sydney. You know, like, it's just it's really taxing on the nervous system to live in this state. And it's also, I don't know, I feel like in some ways it's been a really good practice for me in letting go of control, and in other ways, I don't know. I had this conversation with a friend a while back now, and we were talking about how, like, COVID kids, you know, like the kids, like my daughter Mabel, 7, you know, her entire schooling so far has been affected, and her whole life, really, and her living memory has been affected by COVID. In that she, you know, her school year has been interrupted. We've had to, like, cancel holidays, and she's become quite, it's become quite normal for her to be like, oh, we can't do that now, Mabes, because, you know, restrictions, or we can't go, Nana can't come now because Melbourne's in lockdown again. I mean, that happened fucking 3 times where Mum was planning to come up for a trip and disappointment because she can't, you know. That's a lot for little ones to be dealing with. And I remember talking to a friend about it, and she had said, oh, I said, you know, for the most part, she actually deals with it pretty well. She's like, oh, well, Mum, that's all right. We'll do something else or whatever. And this friend of mine said, oh, she's protecting herself. And I thought to myself, maybe. Or maybe she's just genuinely becoming okay with just going with the flow. Now, I think there's 2 ways we can look at it. We can look at it like as if we're protecting ourselves from disappointment, or we can also see it as just being flexible and okay with uncertainty. I guess it depends on which angle you look at it from. And for me, I think because I have experienced a lot of disappointment in my life, some people think that about me. They think, oh, you know, she's, and I've had people tell me this, so I know, I'm not making this up, you know, oh yeah, not committing to something because you're trying to protect yourself from the disappointment. And it's like, or it could just be me being okay to go with the flow, you know, like, it depends on which way you look at things. So yeah, it's funny, I procrastinated on coming down here because I didn't know what I was going to talk about. And I've had a lot of questioning going on for me at the moment around, you know, what's the point? Why do I bother? All that kind of jazz. But actually it's quite cathartic for me to have a place of expression at the moment with everything that's going on. To have a place where, you know, it keeps some some routine and regularity in my life. It's a constant. And for me at the moment, it's what I need. I need some things that are certain in my life, even if it's as little as once a week you're going to walk on the beach and you're just going to talk about your feelings and what's going on for you. And that is enough. Over the years, I've tried to complicate it and I've tried to make this something bigger, you know, like more than it is. And maybe it's just this. Maybe this is all it's meant to be. Maybe it's more than enough. So yeah, that's where I'm at. And who knows where we'll be at next week. I don't. But none of us do, right? And I think that's the one consolation at the moment for me, is like I've been thinking about certainty and uncertainty and how uncomfortable we are in it. But actually, I feel like uncertainty is more the truth than certainty is. You know, we can't be really certain of anything. And I think sometimes being certain of things is more dangerous than not being certain, you know, and not knowing. So this is where I'm at, just trying to relax into life and trust that things are gonna work out. And if they don't, then I'll have to deal with it then. So yeah, that's where I'm at. hope you're not in the same place. All right, well, that's it from me. I was actually going to do an episode around NAIDOC, but this came out instead. But I will say, it's NAIDOC. It's time to celebrate the resilience and talent of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander sisters and brothers and in between. And I've been sharing on my stories some little things that you can do if you want to get involved in NAIDOC but you're not really sure how. I feel like a lot of non-Aboriginal people just don't know how to get involved, and there's some really simple things we can do, right? Like go to the library, get some books, read your kids some Dreamtime stories, find the Uluru Statement of the Heart. There's a really great book called Finding Our Heart for kids. Go hire it, go buy it. Check your feeds, we've spoken about this before. Check that you're listening to Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander voices in your podcast app. They're in your Instagram feed. You know, your bookshelves has some great book, Sand Talk, really great book. Go get it. You know, and the other thing is like cultural workshops. There's some really great cultural workshops happening all around the country. Learn your local, some of your local language, some of your local history, local culture. And get involved. So that is it from me today. Until next week, peace out. Carlos Ortiz, I'm Carly Nimmo.